Hey, it's Johnny Jett. Welcome back to my podcast YouTube channel. Today we are blessed with, do you go by Captain Sandy or Sandy Yawn?
Just Sandy.
Just Sandy. All right. Well, you might know her as Captain Sandy from Bravo's hit TV show Below the Deck. I watched you on Below the Deck Mediterranean. I think it was season 6. How many seasons have you done and are you still shooting?
So I'm doing, this is my 5th season that just aired.
Okay. And are you shooting more in the future?
I plan on staying with, you know, Below Deck Mediterranean as long as they'll have me.
And they're all Mediterranean that you've shot?
Yeah. So the franchise is, you know, Below Deck is the original show. That's usually in the Caribbean. But after the hurricane, they went other places, Tahiti and
Asia.
Then they're sailing and they're coming out with 2 more shows that'll be aired on Peacock.
Okay. And can you
Australia and
I saw them in Thailand.
Yeah, I think they've advertised this. I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but just check the website.
Okay.
Bravo and Peacock.
And can you sail anywhere in the world? I mean, you've been a captain for how many years? 3 decades at least?
Oh yes, yes. I can sail so I'm not a sailor. So we do
captain. Sorry.
Yes, that's right. We anywhere in the world. I can go anywhere in the world. I have a license. I have a big license, but I've been doing this since I was very, very young.
And I mean, to go around the Mediterranean, do you have to study before you go, by the way,
we have to take, you know, we're maritime. I'm a merchant marine officer for the United States Coast Guard. So I have a federal license.
Oh, wow.
Now, because for some reason, we can go anywhere. We just need endorsements. So, for example, if the boat is flagged Cayman Islands, I need a Cayman Islands endorsement, which usually lasts for a couple of years. Basically, all you do is fill out a lot of paperwork, pay a fee, you get the endorsement. They just want to make sure that you're well-versed in their flag state. So the flag state is the country. When you step on the boat, you step into that country of Cayman Islands. So whenever we're floating around, we're governed by Cayman Islands flag in international waters.
Wow.
The minute we come into France or Spain or Italy, then we're governed by the Italian laws. So it's like a visiting country inside a country. Okay. And everybody on that boat is the responsibility of the captain because they're signed on to the vessel. That means that when they're signed on to that vessel under that flag, that if they get arrested, if they do something in town to someone, the boat's responsible. Ultimately, I'm responsible. The captain is.
Wow.
So I'd have to, you know, the boat's funds would go bail them out of jail. The boat's funds would go pay their hospital bill. So they're protected under the boat, but also governed by the laws of the flag state. And the minute we're inside the country, we're governed by their laws. So it's just like if you
travel.
Yeah, you know what? I had to take a maritime law class. Not full. We have to take a course where I had to learn British law because Cayman Islands is an ensign of the British Maritime Coast Guard Agency. So it's just a lot of like rules and regulations you have to learn. So yes, I went to school. It's a constant learning. They do constant, you know, every boat show, they have, you know, the Maritime Labor Organization has MLO. They have more laws like you have to learn. It's constant, just like in the world, you know.
Gotcha. So are you going to a lot of boat shows? I imagine that you got to be doing some good.
Yeah, you know, when I'm able, I mean, I go to the show. I was at Fort Lauderdale show for Sea Ray.
And that's where you're from, correct?
That's correct. I'm originally from Bradenton, Florida, but I moved to Fort Lauderdale in 1987.
Okay. I've been to Bradenton.
Yeah.
West Coast beaches. Definitely. Most beautiful beaches in the world, which people are always surprised when I tell them that.
Yeah.
The West Coast.
Anna Maria
Florida.
Island.
Yeah.
Did you go out there?
You know, I don't think I've been to Anna Maria Island, but I got engaged in Clearwater, but it's a whole nother story.
Beautiful beaches too. Clearwater.
It is. For
I
sure.
live in Clearwater.
Oh.
I lived in Pinellas Park, Clearwater.
Yeah.
Let's just say I bounced all over Florida until I, you know, because I had a, you know, one of those paths where I just, every time I drink, I'd break out in places.
Yep.
I break out in, you know, cities. How did I get here?
Well, people know you from Below the Deck, but I mean, you've had quite a life. I mean, I was reading that you've been sober for 33 years, so I guess you used to drink a lot. And
no, that was 32.
32.
But yes, 32 years. It's the wrong year, but that's fine. That means I got to stay sober another year.
You do. And how? But you got in a motorcycle accident, and they discovered cancer, and it was a blessing in disguise. I mean, it's really remarkable.
You know, I'm meant to be here, and I always share this. I'm God friendly. I'm, you know, I'm not religious, but I love God. And, you know, Below Deck has landed in my lap for a reason. So I'm going to use this platform for good. And that's what I'm trying to do. Even though the hate's still out there, I just, you know, Taylor Swift's, who is it? Yeah. She sings a song, You Need to Calm Down.
You know what? My wife would know that song, but.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's like, I just want to spread love and not hate and just say, hey, it's okay to be upset and angry for something that you don't understand.
Agreed.
But sometimes it's like, have compassion and try to take yourself out of your shoes and put yourself in other people's shoes. And that's what I try to do. And that's the learning I've done over the years. Hey, listen, I'm 56. I'm not 30. I'm not 20. I've learned a lot. So yeah. I'm taking that and using it in the world.
Well, I'm not far behind you, but so you now are doing a whole public speaking tour. So tell us about that. You're starting off, I think, in LA and ending up on the East Coast.
Yeah. So I do a lot of corporate speaking, which is really great. You know, the maritime industry, we have panels all the time. So they condition me also, you know, how I changed my life also conditioned me. I share leadership. I share about leadership for the corporate world, but this tour was actually started right after I did Below Deck. I wanted people to believe in themselves. And it was originally the I Believe tour. And then I, you know, met someone and they're like, let's take it national. A lot of the shows are canceling. I'm not sure why. I'm not in control of them, which, you know, sometimes my sister told me this, Sandy, someone comes up to you and you're like, yeah, great idea. And you give them all the control. People say I'm a micromanager. I'm the exact opposite. I go, here's the wheel, take the wheel. And that's how I manage my crew. Because I don't have that control, I can't do the marketing I want to do. Everybody has their agenda. My agenda is just to show up, offer some of who is Sandy? How did she get here? And then help the maritime industry by connecting these people to the maritime industry. So the takeaway value for them is no matter where you came from in life, this is how I changed. This is how I got to where I am going and where I am, where I, you know, became a captain and where I'm going. And then take that and say, here's the school I went to. Give a QR code, scan, call the school, or here's a shipyard that is in desperate need of electricians, plumbers, carpenters, that pay 20% more an hour than on land. You know, we're all suffering from personnel, you know, across the country, right? So, totally. I mean,
when you were traveling during the pandemic in Europe, was there a shortage of like waiters and stuff? I was reading about that in Greece.
You know, I didn't, you know, when I'm in Europe, we're filming, we're not eating out. I'm not. The crew are, but I'm not, you know, so I get sleep when I can.
So why don't you get to eat out? I mean,
well, I can, but it's, you know, I like to say I grew up in Europe in my career.
Okay.
I ate out all the time, but I didn't notice that because we weren't out circling around. When you're filming, you can't. COVID, you know, they're very cautious about infecting people and everything's in a bubble. We don't break that bubble. You know, I want to take Leah this summer, if it's okay. I'm actually doing a live show in London, May 16th.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to go out there and the Cannes Film Festival is May 17th. So I said, we have to go. It is the most incredible experience ever. So that's our goal. It happens, if, you know, depending on what happens with the variant, right? So
for sure.
We'll see.
So let's just whip through some of these questions. I usually ask 39 travel questions.
Yeah, because I have a hard out for my next one.
Okay, what time is the next one?
10:30.
Okay, well, we'll do it real quick. So you grew up in Florida. How many countries do you think you've been to?
Oh, my goodness. 15.
Okay.
20.
How about continents? Have you been to all seven?
No. Asian, African. I haven't done...
Antarctica, South America, Australia?
No, I have not done those. Australia, no. But I haven't gone to South America. I'm just thinking of the Caribbean because I've gone all the way to Grenada, but that's technically not South America. It's only like 700 miles from Venezuela. Right. I remember thinking, I'm only 700 miles from South America.
Listen, sometimes on some of these islands, it's like 12 miles.
It may even be less. I just remember looking at the chart going, I'm in Grenada. That's how far from South America.
I think Tobago is only like 6 miles from the coast of Venezuela. But... All right. So would you ever do the Drake Passage, by the way, sailing to Antarctica?
Here's a cool thing. I've done a lot of those. I've done the Corinth Canal. I've done the Suez Canal. I've never done the Panama Canal. I'd love to do that. In fact, when I worked for Sea Shepherd for a little bit, I took delivery of a vessel, an old Coast Guard cutter, and I was going to get to take it through the Panama Canal down to Mexico. And that didn't work out because the boat needed repairs. So I went on to Mexico, but you know, I've never done that channel. I've, you know, many other places, but when you're a charter captain, you're in places where people want to go.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't really dictate it. All right. How about your favorite American city?
Charleston.
Favorite international city?
Barcelona.
Friendliest people in the world?
Charleston.
People with the country with the meanest immigration officers?
The meanest. They're all friendly, I guess. I'm going to say the country, Miami, Florida.
How about a place you have no desire to go to?
There's no place I have no desire to go to. Although, wait a minute, Hodeida. Because I did get, had a fire in the Red Sea and ended up in Hodeida, Yemen. So yeah, I'm going to say there.
Okay. How about favorite U.S. airport?
Favorite, Atlanta.
How about international airport? Favorite one?
Favorite international? Paris de Gaulle.
Okay. And I've seen on your Instagram that you were flying some private jets, but do you have a favorite aircraft type?
No, you know, they're not mine. I have a friend, my partner in my, hopefully someday a restaurant in Jacksonville has his own plane. But I've had the luxury of with these boat owners to ride fly private. Hey, listen, if I can have a G6, I'm fine with that.
I'm with you right there.
Yeah.
When you do fly commercial, window or aisle?
Aisle.
And who's the most famous celebrity you ever sat next to on a plane, if you have?
I don't think I have.
Okay. Favorite restaurant in the world?
My favorite restaurant in the whole world would be Coconuts in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay.
Because they have the best Scoobies. And they have fresh fish all the time. Coconuts. Okay. If you've ever been, you have to go.
You know, I don't think I've ever been there. Craziest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't eat crazy stuff. But the one thing I tried, you know, gator. I don't eat.
That's crazy for a lot of people. Definitely. How about what credit card do you use when you travel?
American Express Platinum.
Okay. And do you have a favorite airline lounge? Do you go to the Centurion lounges or?
Yeah, you know, it depends on the airline I'm in. I don't have a favorite lounge. I'm predominantly United because I'm in Colorado. I was predominantly American when I was in Florida. I love JetBlue. I don't know if they have a lounge, but that's my favorite.
JetBlue does not have a lounge.
Which is so sad because they're...
I know. I just flew last week, Mint, from LA to JFK. No lounge.
Right. Like,
how about what's your favorite island?
Bahamas. In the Bahamas would be, you know, the Exumas, I would have to say, which are a chain of 360 something islands.
Okay. Favorite beach?
Favorite beach would be in the Bahamas. Let's just say Paradise Island.
Okay. And how about what's the most adventurous activity you've ever done? You're a parachute or?
Won't jump out of a plane.
I'm with you.
I ride motorcycles. So I snowboard, ski, water ski, all water sports. The most adventurous? I don't know. Like, I don't have, I think, oh, I went dune bashing, which is like in the Middle East.
Right.
So we went up and down these sand dunes. So for me, that was adventurous. And I told the guy, we signed all the waivers. Don't worry about the truck flipping as long as we're protected. So I would say that.
That's awesome. Dubai. I've done that before.
Isn't that fun? You slide down. You're like, are we going over?
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How about what's your favorite travel movie?
Wait, but I did go to the pyramids in Egypt. And it's so funny because I had my crew and I've ridden a camel before. And when you've ridden a camel, you always choose the donkey, right? All the men chose the camels and the women chose the donkeys. And we laughed so hard. So that was pretty adventurous watching them.
Well, it sounds like it. Favorite travel movie?
You know, I have to say Captain Ron.
Captain Ron. I got to look that one up.
It's a boat movie.
Okay. How about travel TV show besides Bravo's Below the Deck?
You know, I was on the travel show, so I'm going to have to choose the Travel Channel.
Okay. How about, do you read your favorite travel book?
Oh, yeah, I like to read. You know, I like Ernest Shackleton. I like sea stories. I like, you know, to me, it's like any book about a sea story that has some truth to it, right? So it doesn't always have to be completely true, but Ernest Shackleton's story, those kinds of stories.
Gotcha. All right, got four more questions for you. What's your worst travel moment?
When they lose your luggage, like when you have no clothes, and before I learned how to do carry-on and what you need to wear.
Right.
So lost luggage.
Yeah, that's, that happens.
I don't mind being delayed. To me, being delayed means I'm being delayed for a reason, maybe to prevent me from a car crash or no matter what. Like the delays for me are meant to be. But when your luggage doesn't show up, now that's not meant to be. Now I've learned to carry my outfits on the plane.
Exactly.
What I need when I get there.
There you go. What's your best travel tip besides that one? Because that's a good one.
Pack your luggage and then unpack and then take stuff out of it because you don't need everything you put in your luggage. Like I've learned that a long time ago, living on a boat, living in a small area, because I think when you're traveling and then go with the flow, if you're delayed, there's a reason why you're delayed.
Yeah.
Just as long as your luggage shows up.
Yeah.
And you know, do your carry on your outfit you need to wear when you get there.
Without a doubt. Okay. Two more. What's the most important thing travel has taught you?
Be open-minded. Stay open-minded and lead with kindness because some people don't know how to do that. And you're an example of that. So when you're kind and if someone's cutting you off, allow them in front of you. It's not worth the battle. If someone's cutting the line you're standing in, just let them in front. It's not worth the battle. And they're going to see, wow, that person was really kind.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I really like your attitude. Last one. What's your dream destination?
The place I have not been.
Okay. And you got some continents to go to.
That's right. To me, it's like, you know, anywhere I haven't been is where I want to go.
All right. Well, Sandy, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Where can people find you?
CaptainSandyOn.com on Instagram. It's Captain Sandrion. I think if you just type in Captain Sandy, it'll all come up.
It will. I just did some searching on you. So, yeah. Sandy, I wish you all the best and I hope to see you on one of your boats sometime.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.